shechts it, does the shechit l'shem avodah zarah. The kitter, then he burns it l'shem avodah zarah. The nisach, then he pours the blood or the wine l'shem avodah zarah. Tehelamechet, it's all in one forgetting. He did not realize in between yet that this is a chet of avodah zarah. He thought that it's not avodah zarah. He thought these malachas are not chayiv, these avodahs. So Rabbami holds, ain't a chayiv alachas. He's only chayiv one chet. Because he doesn't know from chiluk avodahs by avodah zarah. Even though you do three or four avodahs, you're only chayiv one. So Rabbi says, my time with Rabbami, what's the reason of Rabbami? How come you only chayiv one? So he says, on my cross, there's an extra pasuk that says, loisa of them. You should not worship them. So it's an extra pasuk, and we darshin, hakosiv oson kulon avodahachas. As if to say, loisa of them, no matter how many avodahs you do, it's all in one love. It's all like one avodah. Rashi says, Loisovdem, Kololon, Kulon, Kiechad, all like one. For Loisovdem, Yiseris extra, for Darshin and Chad Minay Elohi. One of the teachers is that even though you do a few different Avoidas, you only Chayiv one. This is the way Abaye explains Rabami. So Gemara thought that Abaye holds like this. So Gemara asks, is that true? Well, me Yomer Abaye Hochi, does Abaye really hold like this? But Yomer Abaye himself says like this. Sholosh Yishtachavot, Bi Avoidas Kechovim Loma. How come the pasuk says three different times, Lois Shtachaveh, do not bow down? Rashi says, Sholosh Shtachavoyis, Lois Shtachaveh Lehem, Yaseros Adibris, that's one. Ki Lois Shtachaveh Liel Acher, that's another part time. And then thirdly is Lois Shtachaveh Lelehehem. Now, Vishtachaveh Adibris Achron, it's Ayin Dvorm, it says it over again, Lois Choshev, because that's only Moshe repeated over again what he heard by Sinai. But it says three times the word Shtachavoyah by Avos Rechovim. So what do we need it for? Loma? So Abaye says, Achas l'kedarka. One is to teach us that if you worship it, kedarka, if you bow down, if that's the derech, that's the way, the goyim worship the avodah zarah by bowing down to him. So if you bow down, you chayif. The Yachas, another time it says it is, shaloi kedarka. If you go to any avodah zarah, like let's say Baal Por or Makulius, where the derech there is not to bow down, they do other things, but you come and you bow down to them, also you chayif. Shaloi kedarka he has before is also chayif by Yishtachavon. But the Yachas Lachalik, the reason why the Torah said it the third time, is to teach us Lachalik, that in the case where a person does three different avoidas, he shechs, and he maktir, and he throws the blood, behelamachal, he's chayiv three chatois, three, it's Lachalik, if each avoid you do, you chayiv a separate chet, a separate carbon. So if so, that's not like Abami. So before we said Abaye holds like Abami, and here Abaye himself holds, that it says next time Mishtachavot to teach us Lachalik, that Yechai the separate Chatzis for each Avoidah. So Moritz is Poshid, Abaye before just meant, Lidvorov, Rav Ami Komar. Abaye was only saying, explaining what Rav Ami's Svorah was. But Valeloi Surulei, Shitavad, Abaye himself does not hold from this Svorah. Abaye himself holds that Mishtachavot is Lachalik, that Yechai for each Avoidah separately. Gufa, what we just say before, Gufa, Omer Abaye says, Sholish Hishtachavoy, Yisbavonis Kechovim Lomo, how come the Torah says three times, Hishtachavoy, Lish Hishtachavim? Achas the Kedakos, you're telling me the first time it says in the Torah of Dibrois, Lish Hishtachavim, that's teaching me Kedarka, that if that's the normal manner, the way the Goyim bowed down to worship, you're also Chayiv. So what's the question? Do you need a special Pesach for that from Hishtachavoy? We learn now from the Pesach of, Me'echa yavdu agoyim eilo, nafka. So the other pasuk says, go see how the goyim worship their avodah zarah. Means to teach us that any normal manner, the way they worship, if a Jew would do it, he's chayiv misa. Even the goyim are also chayiv misa for it. But from that pasuk we learn out, a derech, a normal manner, yechayiv. So I do not need a specialist takavoy to teach us, even though it's the derech, pshit the yechayiv. You know from the pasuk goes, me'echa yavdu agoyim eilo. So Mar says, elo'achas kedarka. It's true, the first one is not if that's the simple way they worship by bowing down. It's a case where it's not the derech. They do not bow down. For that, that's the first pasuk. Rashi says, "Lekedarka v'shloik kedarka sheishtach v'hi lach avros kechovim kedarka v'shloik kederech." It's yes and not. What does that mean? For going kedarka la'avoy derech covered. The minig was, let's say, to kiss it. So it was a derech cover. They worshipped it nicely, but not by bowing down. So therefore, if you bow down now, you will not know from the pasuk of Eicha Yavdu. Because right now, the way the Goyim worship this one is by kissing it. So therefore, I need the first time, Lashashtachavah, to teach us that bowing down, since that's a derech covered also, So Yechayiv in such a case. Since the derech to worship is derech kavoid, they kiss it. So now if you bow down to it, that's one pasuk to say Yosef Chayiv. Secondly, the second pasuk is V'yachash loikadarkoi, in a case where, let's say by Makolios, that the meaning of the way they worship is not so b'derech kavod. They stand throw stones to it. So there I would not know if you bow down Yechayiv. Because since it's so differently from the derech, maybe be potter. Kamash from the second pasuk, no, even so Yechayiv. Even though by bowing down it's so much different from the way they worship it, still Yechayiv. And the third one is V'yachash Tachalik. Teach us that if you do three or four avoidas, even two, Yechayiv that many chatoyt, as many avoidas as you do. Now the Mishnah says, HaMekabli Ola Belohai, whoever accepts upon himself this idol to be the God, or else Oymaloi, Eliyato, you say he is your God, for that Yechayiv, for the Amir alone Yechayiv, you're accepting him to be the God, Yechayiv. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Bravua, Omer Rav, Kivan Shomaloi, as soon as the Jew said, Eliyato, you're my God, Chayiv, right away is Chayiv. So where says Lamai, what are you teaching me? For what chiv are you talking about? Ila Kotlif, you're telling me now he's Chayiv Misa Mastisani. That's how Mishnah, the Mishnah says it. Ho'aymer, if you say, Eliyato, the Mishnah says he's Chayiv Misa. So what do I need Rav Nachman? What is he teaching me more than the Mishnah? Ela, al dover sheesh by Misa. You're telling me on something that is an action to do. Kugoyin zivuch, v'kita v'nisa v'shtachavoy. That on these things, Yechayiv.
I skipped the line, but...
The my either caught the Masisim, right? El the Korban. Come and teach us about the B'shoigeg, Yechayiv the Korban. That's the Chiddush over here, right? That if you just say you worship him, B'shoigeg, you didn't realize it's also to do this, and you went in and you said you're accepting him to be your God, Yechayiv the Korban. The Chiddush is what? Even though you don't have a Maisa, you don't have an action here, it's only B'diva B'yalma. That's what you want to tell me for this, that's the Chiddush, Yechayiv the Korban. So Mer says it's not true. El Korban be afilu Rabbani, even according to Rabbanan Shita. For the Gemara Batanya we learned, Eino Chayiv Elo al Dova Sheish by Maisa. That you Chayiv a Korban by the Chet of Avoy Dezara, if you do it for Shoigig, that's only if you do an action there. And what's the case to Goin? Zivuch, if you Shech the Korban for the Avoy Dezara. The Kitta, you burn it for the Avoy Dezara. Benisa Fishtakavo, only if you do an action. But without an action, we say Yepota. Rashi says, the Gabi Chatas Ksiv, Vi Oso Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem. His Lashon of Vi Oso. You only Chayiv a Korban Chatas if Vi Oso, if you do the Chet. But just with an Amir alone, even though you Chayiv Misa for this Amir of amazing, but if you do it for Shoigeg, you'll be potter from a Chatas. Because the Korban Chatas says Vi Oso. You have to do the Chet, and not just an Amira. So you can't tell me Rav Nachman meant to say that if you just say that you're accepting him to be the God, you chayiv a korban b'shoigi. The law is not that way. The Yom Rosh Lakish, man tana ishtachavoya, who learns ishtachavoya? That's Rebbe Kiva, goes according to Rebbe Kiva. The Yom Alevin and Maisa, that you do not need a Maisa. Lishrashi says, you don't need a Maisa gomer. In other words, it's not an action like shechting the korban. It's only a plain, simple action of bowing down. So Rashi says, the Megadeth Mechayim Mishu Maisa Zutta. He learns it out, Rabbi Kiva, from Megadeth. If you curse Hashem, you're also Chayim with a simple Maisa. The Akima Svos with heavy Maisa. Just moving your lips, speaking out, is called a Maisa. Vokinami Kfifas Kremosa, that's that you're bowing down. Heavy Maisa, that's considered an action. Vayadikton Yeine Chayim, Elo Adova Sheishpa Maisa, Liafuke Hirur, Tle Mechayim Olo. Either, what does the Brisa mean? That you only Chayim on a Maisa. And some, what's called something that's not a Maisa, that's a hearer if you only think about something. But as long as you speak it out, or as long as here you're a shtachav, or you bow down, you do some type of an action, for that you chayiv. So the Amar Rosh Lakish, man tana who learns a shtachav, such a simple action as a shtachav is chayiv, that's Rabbi Kiva. The Amar Levina Maisa, you don't have to have a big Maisa, it's enough a small Maisa. But Mechal, here it's a proof to Rabbanan Savri Bina Maisa, that you need a big Maisa to be Mechayiv the Korban. And Pshita just saying that you become, you're accepting him to be the Avoy Dezara, to be the God, that's not a Maisa. So according to Rabbanan, you will not be Chayiv the Korban. But it says, Kikoma Rav Ami Nami Rabbi Kiva. Nechami Rav, that's the Kikoma Rav. That's what Rav says, Yechayiv here. He also only meant it, Aliva Rabbi Kiva. Koma. That according to Rabbi Kiva, if you would speak out, you're doing a Ksas Maisa, you're speaking out with your mouth. So the fact he's speaking it out, that's enough to mechayiv you a korban if you do a b'shoigi. The Mar says, Rabbi Kiva, Shita, Hainu Megadif. That's the same action as a Megadif. The Megadif is somebody that curses Hashem, and if he did it b'shoigeg, according to Mekid, it's high the carbon. What's the action there? The Akimat Svasa, the moving of his lips. So you see, moving of your lips is called an action, according to Mekidah. So Pshita is the same thing. If you speak out with your lips and say, I accept this honor to be my God, so Pshita, you'd be chayv if you do it b'shoigeg gechatis. Mar says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, Akan loy mechayv, Rabbi Kiva, korban elu b'megadif. You know why, boy, if you curse Hashem, b'shoigeg by mistake. The reason why there he says, Yechayv, korban chatis, you know why? B'chsiv bei koris. It says, at least by the chet of Megadif, it says the word koris. Avul hochad like siv bei koris. Here it doesn't say the word koris. Eimaloi. Maybe by the chet of Avodah Zorah, here you would not be chayiv a korban with such a simple action of just a dibur b'yalma. Kamash v'lon, the chiddush is no, the yiskush yiskush, that there's a hekesh over here. The pasuk says, v'yishtachavu loy, v'yizbichu loy. V'yirmu, they said, elu l'kei, by the chet of the chet v'egol, it says they bowed down and they worshipped it. So make a hekesh, just like by zivuach, by shechting, pshita, if you do it b'shege, you b'chayi the korban, that's a real good action. So the same story applies by Yishtachavu. If you just bow down, that's also called an action enough to be chayiv the korban chatis. Even though it's not a big action, but a small action it is. So you're right. Here the pasuk ends up and says, Vayomru, and they said, so mashma, that speaking out is the same chomer as doing the chet. So see, for speaking out also, it's called a maisa enough by avodah zarah to say you chayiv the korban. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said like this, El molei vov shebehelucha. If not for the extra vov in the word helucha, they said elu l'kei yisrael asher helucha. That they said, and still they weren't wiped out. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Aval ha-megafet, if somebody hugs the Avodah Zarah, v'yamanashik, you kiss him, v'yamachabed, you clean him, v'yamarbet, you wash him, you drip water around there to keep the dust down. All these things the Mishnah says, yipota. You're not chayiv misa. It's not a derech Avodah, and it's not an extra posik, so shleikadarka, yipota. Ki yosi ravdimi omer rebeloza. Kulam loikish, no, but still malkish you get. Chutz mehanoider b'shmoi. If you make a neder in the name of an avodah zarah, or else be amakayim b'shmoi. You make a shvu in his name. Then you do not receive malkus. So, what does it mean to say? Maishno hanoider b'shmoi. What do you say if you make a neder in the name of an avodah zarah for amakayim b'shmoi d'leloki? Why not? It's also a chet. You're mentioning the names of avodah zarah. Rashi says, Oyve Beloisa say, V'al telchu achre lihim acherim, inami atifnu el alilim, the kagoyin shein darkam bekar, so by doing these avodah zarah b'nis lav, so swearing in his name also, this should be a lav. It says, Leisaskiru, you're not allowed to mention, B'shem elihim acherim, Leisaskiru, the pasuk says, you're not allowed to mention the name of avodah zarah. So if you mention the name, it should also be chai, it should get malchus. So what do you want to tell me? V'shem devu the lav, shein b'maisa. The only reason you could mean is that since you only mentioned the name, it's a lav shein by Maisa. That's why you don't get Malkus. It's not a big action. So, hani nami here also then. If you magafe from Menashek, if you kiss and hug the Avodah Zarah, also you should not receive Malkus. It's a lav shebeklolis. There's one big lav that includes a lot of different things. That's called a lav shebeklolis, and the klal is, you do not receive Malkus either. And Rashi says, lav shebeklolis. So, kulu mishtam moyi bechad kro. All these different avodas of kissing, hugging, and cleaning, they're not from the same pasuk. The Tanya went like this. Minan, how do I know? If somebody eats from Eva Menachai, eats from the meat, before the animal is dead, Shul Beloisa says over love. Tamlem, the pasuk says, do not eat the meat like when the blood is still there, when it's still alive. This is one drasha. Dovrach, another type of a drasha is, means, don't eat meat. V'yadayim dam b'mizrach, by a korban, that before the kohen made the zrikas adam, another kohen is not allowed to eat the meat, even though he made a shechita, because by korbanos, the zrika is the matter. You have to wait till you make the zrika. He spritz the dam. We have daisiyayim, another drosha. So this bechitza, this lav, is a lav shebeklolos. We learn a lot of different things out from this lav. The same pasuk. He dashes like this. We have daisiyayim minayin shein mavrin, alarugi bezdin. If bezdin kills somebody, so later when they come home for the base oval, we don't give them the first suda. As good as sudas avro. A normal person dies, he's supposed to give the avelim their first suda. By rugi bezdin, we don't do that.
Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, Le'toichel al adam, don't eat on blood that was spilled through Bezdin. Here the Kivu Reimer, Minayim L'Sanhedrin, Shog was an effort, Shein Toinim Kulum Kolei Sayyim. If Bezdin has to pass in the Chi of Misa, Bezdin has to fast that day. They're not allowed to eat that day. Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, Le'toichel al adam, learn out from this Pasuk, that if you have a shayl of Misa, you can't eat that day. And Amr Rabbi Yechon, Azoro, Le'ben Sarah Mer, he learns out this is the love. Where's the Azoro for Ben Sarah Mer from this Pasuk? Le'toichlo el al adam means don't eat too much for a ben sarah mara. Tamlem le'toichlo al adam. The omer of Avin, omer of Chia, b'tem of Avin, ba'kana. Al kula mein aloika. Since we're learning out so many things from the same pasuk, you don't receive malchus any of one of these averis. Mishum devi le'lav shabeklolus. Eat this lav with lav shabeklolus. We're learning out a few things from this lav. It's not specific one case. So therefore, you don't get malchus. Malchus le'nav dumi de'lav le'sachsum shabed ishoi. That's where it says, Arboim Yakenu. It has to be a special love by itself, not when you have a few things involved. So, Manashach here, why do you tell me if you kiss and hug the Avodah Zarah Yechayiv Malchus, and if you only mention his name, you're not? What's the difference? Ella, rather, he meant to say like this. Ella, if Yossi, Rav, and Amr, Abelazah, Al Kulam, Ein Oloike, on all of them you don't get Malchus. Chutz min amayit b'shemoy, only if you make a neder in his name, v'amakayim b'shemoy, or you make a shua in his name. So Mar says, why? Maishananach, why do you say these kissing? You don't get malchus. The loy loki, they're the lasha beklolis, because this lav includes a lot of things. So the lasha beklolis, haninami, if you mention his name, it's a lav shame by maisa. True, the pasuk says shame alehim alehachirim leisaskiru, but it's a lav shame by maisa. He didn't do an action. We all the kima svasim is not called an action. So Mar says true, but the hukrav Yehuda. That's what he said. Yechayiv malchus goes according to Rav Yehuda. The omer of Yehuda Shita is lav shame the ma'isa like love. So you get malchus. The time you learn like this. The pasuk says by noiser le'sivu menu adoike. Do not leave over bosa kachim to the next morning. And then it says, what should you do? Burn it. So bo'akos litin esayach le'sivu. It says if you left over noisy, you're supposed to burn it. What's the mitzvah say? Loi